So where exactly do we begin with this process? I believe the best place to start is the foundation. John Gottman discovered in his laboratory that one of the most important underlying principles in making marriages work was to maintain a 5-to-1 ratio of positivity to negativity. He was able to demonstrate through observation, statistical data, and hard science that this principle absolutely had to be maintained. Marriages that dipped below this threshold were running in the red and in danger of dissolving. And it just makes sense when you stop and think about it. Negative interactions take a much bigger bite out of the system. So in order to keep the relationship in the black, extraordinary measures must be taken to buffer the negativity with generous amounts of positivity. This principle was proven over and over again by Gottman in his laboratory and pretty much stands as the law of relationships today. But the big question is, how do we make this happen in a relationship? Well, first, I suppose, we have to define positivity. I define positivity as anything that is said or done by either partner that adds value to or is important in the relationship. So who gets to decide what adds value to the relationship and what is important? Each partner gets to decide what is important to her or him. This is accomplished by each partner developing his or her own personal values inventory. A values inventory is simply a written list of those things that one finds to be valuable, listed in order of importance to that individual. Anything and everything that is important goes on this list and is prioritized from most important to least important. If it has value and it's important, it goes on the list. If holding hands is important, it goes on the list. If having all the dishes in the dishwasher at the end of the night is important, it goes on the list. If putting all of the tools that you use back in the toolbox is important, it goes on the list. If putting your phone away and going for a walk and having a conversation is important, it goes on the list, and so on. You get the picture. This list is not something that you create in one day, or even one week, or even a month. It's an ongoing document that is continuously added to and revised as life goes on. It's a living document that evolves and changes over time. Now, the purpose of this document is to provide a resource, a library of important things that your partner can utilize to make these things happen frequently. It simply takes the guesswork out of trying to decide what is important to your partner. This list provides the ingredients for creating what Gottman found to be positivity. The idea here is to work your partner's list to create positivity by executing important and valuable things to and for your partner. As you think of new things, they go on the list. Now, these lists can be shared in a variety of ways. With modern technology, they can be shared documents in the cloud that can be uploaded, downloaded, and revised quite easily by both partners at any time. Then it becomes a fairly simple matter for each partner to work the other's list daily to create the highest level of positivity obtainable. Now, this may seem like a lot of work and bother to those who are not already doing so. But to those who already are, the master couples, the ones that went the distance, it just comes naturally. They don't even think twice about it. They are conditioned to look for opportunities to execute those things of value or importance for their partner. Why? Because they know intrinsically what happens if they don't. They clearly understand the huge return on investment. Now, can a marriage be successful without paying this much attention to creating things of value and importance for your partner? Well, that depends on what you determine to be successful. If an ordinary marriage is successful in your eyes, then yes. But keep in mind that an ordinary marriage means an average marriage, and statistically speaking, the average marriage ends in divorce. We're still at a greater than 50% divorce rate for first marriages, which means an average marriage will likely be a divorce. Many times, couples have come into my office and made this statement, "We just want a normal marriage." And my answer to them is, "You've already got one. I can't help you with that. I only deal in building extraordinary marriages, period." So if success means an extraordinary marriage, then the answer is no. You cannot build an extraordinary marriage without paying attention to this principle and making sure it is operational in your relationship. I suggest working the list by putting it in your phone or at least having access to it through the cloud, and then executing items from that list every single day, making sure that the ratio is at least 5-1. Now, keep in mind that the absence of negativity is not the same thing as the presence of positivity. Those are actually two very different things. In other words, just because we're not fighting doesn't mean that we're improving this ratio. The ratio only gets improved by actively and intentionally creating positive experiences, adding value to the relationship. So it's not so much about what happens when we're arguing. We'll get to that later. It's about what happens when we're not. And the possibilities for adding value to the relationship are literally endless. It's only limited by one's creativity and the willingness to make it happen. Now, many people want to skip this part and dive directly into conflict resolution. That would be a big mistake. That would be like trying to start framing up the walls of a house without bothering to pour the foundation. A great relationship simply cannot exist without first creating the environment necessary to cultivate and maintain such. So here are the specifics of creating a values inventory and implementing a 5-1 ratio. Number one, individually comprise a list consisting of all things valuable to you, from greatest of importance to least. Keep this list updated over time as new ideas occur. Number two, make this list available to your partner as a shared document. This is your partner's roadmap for creating positivity in the relationship and adding value. Step three, use your partner's list and work that list to develop positive habits. Put daily reminders in your phone or on your calendar to reference the list and make sure that important opportunities to create value are captured. Number four, sit back and enjoy the experience of validating your partner and the reciprocal pleasure of receiving the same. It beats the heck out of defending. Finally, keep in mind that each of these principles is a perpetual endeavor. It's not something you do for a while to get your marriage in shape and then you can sit back and relax. It is something that you never stop doing. It's a pretty simple task, but when you compound it with the attention it takes and the intention it needs to keep it going daily, it's much harder than it sounds. But if you want a great marriage, you really don't have a choice. This inventory not only serves as the basis for maintaining a 5-1 ratio, but it is also an integral piece of creating the shared values necessary for a negotiation, which comes later. I would say that we're starting off with something easy, but it's really not easy. But the tasks get more complex along the way, and they do stack up. And you don't stop doing the first one to start doing the next. So it's imperative to make sure that each one is operational before proceeding to the next. Please do not hesitate to ask if you need more specific instructions or specific examples, as I'm happy to provide those as well. I wish you well.